This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, March 14th. Well, I don't like the PPI report. It came in hotter than expected. The good news, service costs finally declined from 0.5% to 0.3%. That's wholesale service costs. But unfortunately, good prices skyrocketed 1.6%, and they had been down the previous 4 months. So, very, very poor wholesale inflation report. Obviously, food and energy prices are rising. I think food was up 1%, energy up 4.4%. So that means the Fed will not cut till June or later because they just don't have the economic tea leaves they want. The other thing is retail sales was not very strong. Core retail sales are only up 0.3. Comms expected 0.4. I mean, there's always some green shoots in retail sales, but again, the economy's sputtering. It's not hitting on all cylinders. So, believe it or not, the market still is trying to rally on this news, but it's rotational. So you have to expect mean reversion trading for the next several weeks. And what that means is what was up will be down, what was down will be up. This is how Citadel generates artificial liquidity. There's definitely some froth in the AI stocks, not mine. You know, I still like NVIDIA and Supermicro Computer and Supermicro Computer. Next Monday is being added to the S&P 500, so it should pop on that. But I did have one conservative client ask me about a AI stock. It's up 400% since early February. And its sales are forecast to grow 50%. But I did notice that it didn't beat last quarter. It's forecasted to continue to lose money. Analysts are cutting estimates, and it only trades at 38.4 times forecasted sales. So that's called a bubble, folks. Or some people call that a pump and dump. So we do have froth in this market, okay? And we do have to correct it. So expect the next few weeks to be bumpy. But, you know, the cream rises to the top. The analysts were far off earnings estimates this last quarter. So we're going to continue to benefit from positive analyst revisions. So hang on. Enjoy the ride. As a group, your portfolio should be doing great. Don't worry about the daily oscillations. Buying dips, selling the strength. And that's basically the news. So it's Louis Navalier. Hang in there. We got two good quarters of earnings coming. We'll have Fed rate cuts the second half of the year. We got all the presidential election cycle in full swing. Everybody's promising us all kinds of wonderful things, sun, moon, star, sky. And we should rally right up to the election in November. So any dip is a buying opportunity in our quality stocks. So that's it. That's your update for today. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care.